Rothfire by length and a half. Wild Ruler can't get there. Isotope tries also, but Rothfire's in front. Wild Ruler and also Isotope, they won't get to Rothfire. And Rothfire is too hot on the champagne. Rothfire wins. Seconds a photo between Wild Ruler and Isotope.
Our good friend Rob Heathcote might have alerted us to the fact that he had something pretty special a while back and played out on the weekend. Fantastic win. Rothfire now won 5 of 6. Earnings just shy of $500,000, which would put a smile on his face. He joins us this morning. Rob, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, Gary and Tim. Good to be back.
Nice to talk to you. It was a fantastic win. First up over 1,200 metres and a pretty good field.
Yeah, and look, I've won some nice races over my years, Gary, and I was bloody nervous on Saturday, to be honest, going into the race, even though there were, no patrons at the races, and it's a bit of an eerie feeling, but I think going into the race with only the one jump out because of the revised Winter Carnival, the timing was thrown out of whack. I thought he might have been a bit vulnerable on Saturday, particularly against a couple of really nice horses. And I know Tony Golan's got a huge opinion of Isotope, and anything that Peter Snowden sends up, you've got to certainly respect. And my lad got the job done, so he's a bit special.
Bit special, all right. Now goes to the Group 1, JJ Atkins, in a fortnight. Do you think he'll handle the rise to the 1,400 metres, Rob?
I think so, Tim. You can't guarantee it, but it's pretty much the same for all of them. Jimmy Byrne, he knows the horse well. He rides a fair bit of track work. He felt he was just a little bit keen on Saturday, wanted to race on the bridle a bit harder than what we wanted, but when he got a soft sectional, he still ran through the line. He's confident he'll get the 1,400. And as Jimmy rightly said, the others have got to beat our lad, not the other way around at this stage.
Hey, Robbie, we like to have a laugh when you come on, and it's always great, but you were pretty outspoken about the state of Queensland racing over the weekend, you and a couple of the other trainers. Can you fill our listeners in about your frustrations?
Oh, it's pretty simple, Gary. I hate cheats. Full stop. And I'm not confident here in Queensland that we're playing on a level playing field. And, a group of trainers, well, not just a group of trainers, everybody's talking about it up here, trainers, owners, administrators even. I even have off-the-record stewards talking to me about how frustrated they are. I mean, without going into a long dialogue about it, our system is different than yours. We have an independent body which is run as an offshoot of a government control called QRIT, Queensland Racing Integrity Scheme, primarily which the investigative unit are run by the police. Now, the police do not have the experience that racing stewards do. And I'm not just talking thoroughbreds, I'm talking because we have three codes joined together up here, greyhound racing and harness racing. Well, the body was formed back in 2016 when we had that live baiting scandal, you may recall, with the greyhounds.
Yep.
Horrendous scenes seen on that ABC expose. And so what the government of the day did, they tore apart the model that had been successfully used, the same as you have in Victoria and New South Wales, and they put in this commission, this integrity commission. Well, in our view, it's failing because up here, I mean, catching cheats is not easy. You've only got to ask the people that were trying to catch Lance Armstrong for 7 years. I mean, he won 7 Tour de France's, and he said he wasn't cheating and they couldn't catch him. Well, he subsequently admitted that he was. And it's the same with Ben Johnson in the Olympics, and you've gone through a couple of scandals down there with, the Aquanita Robert Smurden situation, that they only caught him by getting hold of someone's mobile phone. They've been going on for 7 or 8 years. The same with the Darren Weir. High-profile trainers where it's been found subsequently that there's been ongoing cheating. Well, we believe the same's happening in Queensland. Now, admittedly, the Commissioner, Ross Barnett, came out with a series of answers to questions that were put to him by the author of the story, Ben Dorries. And, of course, put a wonderful bit of political spin on it. The simple reality is, it's going on. Just because you're not catching cheats doesn't mean people are cheating or not cheating. And we would just like to see, and that's all the messages that we want to put out there, guys, is up the ante, more pre-race testing, and do all you can, to increase the vigilance and do the job as best you can. I mean, he's made several comments like, you know, if people don't give us information about cheats, then they shouldn't criticise us. Well, you know, it's up to you to catch them. Yeah. That's all we want. If we want confidence and full confidence restored in the actual model. And it's not just coming from us four trainers. I've got owners right across the state. There's other trainers. There's industry participants. And I've even got former leading stewards talking to me about how dire the situation is. I would just like to see us go back to the old model, put stewards who have vast experience in what's going on, increase the testing and catch the cheats.
Hey, Rob. That is as strong as you can possibly get. And if they don't listen, then we would want to know why. We're at our 7 o'clock news. We'll talk again soon. We'll be keeping an eye on your very, very talented horse, Rothfire. But we appreciate your straightforward comments this morning. And we will follow this up and watch with great interest to see it unfold. Thanks for your time this morning, mate.
Pleasure, guys. All the best to everyone there.
Rob, thanks, Rob. That, Tim, this is not an area you and I play too much in, but that is strong, strong stuff. From
strong stuff.
Leading trainer. So we'll watch that with great interest.
But the most powerful thing probably that came out of that interview was this. My God, Whisper's on fire with his horse racing questions this morning.
You might have heard me laugh. You read that word perfect off the screen. So well done.
Cut it out.
Tom Brady is having an absolute nightmare, and he is going to fling his... Charles Barkley, he was on a par three, Tim. So Charles Barkley must have rung in and said, I'll give you I'll donate $50,000 out of my own pocket if you get it onto the green to the COVID. And he put his shanked it off to the side. It's quite extraordinary. Hey, caller of the year, you can win a brand new Toyota Kaluga GX two-wheel drive. Buy your new Toyota online, search Toyota, order and collect. 7 o'clock news, then we'll get stuck into a little bit of footy.